Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka indeed, yes. Okay, very exciting. Yeah. Very proud of yourself with a little boom shakalaka.
Thank you.
A little smile on your face. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on? It's episode 115.
All right, well, hurry up and say that.
Whoa.
I'll do my bit.
Whoa.
You do your bit.
Sorry.
Why are you messing
it up? No, sorry. Are you considering boom shakalaka as your fucking input so
no,
far?
No, that's just, I say, hello, welcome to the podcast. Yeah. Me, Rosie Ramsey, and Chris Ramsey.
Yeah, and then I added
a boom shakalaka. Then you go, episode whatever, and you just...
Yeah, normally.
This is shit.
Sorry, did we peek at boom shakalaka, did we? Yeah. Fucking lunatic.
You have not learned anything from this podcast. Talk about me with a jingle. Get the jingle in. Hurry up.
Oh, goodness me, man. Okay. I'm just like, I like to settle in. Do you know what I mean? It's like when you get on holiday, you don't go and do all the activities first. You just settle in. You go to your room, you unpack. You have a little,
No one fucking does that.
This is me sitting down in my
armchair. Nobody who goes on holiday and unpacks as soon as they get
me,
there.
Me, first thing I do. So I feel like I've arrived. So
absolutely
I feel like I live there.
Not.
Yes. So I feel like I'm all set and all done. I get my toiletries out, I put them on a little shelf.
Oh, you actually do. This has been my beef before.
Has it really?
Yeah, it was. When we go to hotels and you just take all your shit out.
Yeah.
Sad act.
Sad. Or you living out of a suitcase the whole time, are you?
Absolutely.
Just pulling
I'll
shit
have
out.
At least 3 more hours in the sun than you.
3 hours? You're taking too long to pack, you are, sunshine. Tell you that much right now. 3 hours to unpack, how long does it take you to pack? A fucking week. Bullshit. Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming back. We love you. It's episode 115. Goodness me.
Wow.
Yes.
Can't believe it's one more than last week.
Oh, that's how numbers work. I see what you did there. Very clever. Very, very bloody clever. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
He's getting his phone.
Well,
it's not one off the top of his head.
Oh, I've got to get my phone because they've sent a jingle this week.
Oh, is there a
This week's sponsor is eggs. Hey, eat them in the morning, eat them in the night. Poached, fried or boiled, you know they'll be all right. Have them on a steak, have them in a cake. Eggs. They won't cost you an arm and a leg. Eggs. So there we go. Now we've peaked.
Well done. I feel like I'm rubbing off on you and I'm so sorry.
I just love eggs. I had some eggs the other day and I thought, you know what? They really meet you halfway. They've got it all going on. They've got it all going on. Don't slag them off.
I don't know.
Honestly.
I like what you can do with them. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, the part of a bigger show, if that makes sense.
Do you mean a breakfast?
No. So they're an ingredient. You add them to things
to make
cakes.
Right, okay. Yeah, said that in the jingle. Cover that in the jingle.
I'm just saying that's why. But by themselves, sometimes bit shit.
Nah, good. Yes, dear. Bit of butter, scrambled eggs, bit of salt, bit of pepper, couple
like
of bits of basil. Boom! I didn't even have any toast. It was
nice. Do you know what I really like?
What?
Which you hate?
What?
Hard boiled eggs.
Horrible. Awful.
I love a hard boiled egg.
Awful. Like a sad soft pear. Absolutely manky. Take them to public places, you do as well. It's awful.
I love them, me.
Oh, nah. It's the way you've got to pick the shell. I don't like the picking the shell off.
It's going to sit and just picking the little towers and a tiny little bit there. Well, there's another little bit. Oh, and there's a weird little skin under.
In fact, you know what? I take it back. Fuck eggs. That skin. Not fuck. Skin. Oh, fuck. Love all eggs
weird,
apart from hard-boiled eggs. That skin bit.
When you get a bit, and when you get a bit of boiling water in one of the, there's like a hole in the egg, and you're fooled into thinking that it's cooled down enough to peel it,
right.
And then there's just a sack of boiling water
serves
and you scald
right.
yourself.
So yeah, serves you right for having a hard-boiled egg. Disgusting. Stop having hard-boiled eggs, everyone. Pack it in.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely.
They clog
you
up.
Good for you.
They bung you up. You'll not poo. They bung you up.
They are very good for you, though. Mm. We must have told the story of whose friend was it who went on a bus?
Oh, yeah. We told it.
And they just had loads of boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful, that, like.
Yeah. Jason Cook even used it in one of his murder mystery shows on UK Gold.
Did he? Well, was it Jason Cook's story?
No, it was someone I knew from back in the day when I was at college.
Wonderful.
So for anyone who doesn't know, someone got on a bus to go to Spain with their 40-odd...
Spain!
Oh, with 40-odd hard boiled eggs in a cup of way. And Jason went and immortalised it on UK Gold as well on the Murder Mystery series, which I think you can actually stream on UK Gold on demand.
There you go.
So there's a little plug for Jason. There we go. Happy days.
It's a very good show.
Oh, I could do with a bloody jingle right about now, I tell you that.
Do you want to do your eggs one again? I'd like to learn it.
I'll have to read it out again.
Okay.
They sent it on
Should
the
we
email.
Do it together?
Eggs sent it. No, that'll take forever.
Right, let's go.
Eat them in the morn, eat them in the night. File butter poach, you know they'll be all right. Have them on a steak, put them in a cake. Eggs.
Yes.
They don't cost you. An arm and a leg.
Eggs. Here's the jingle. Here's the actual jingle.
They are cheap. Value for money. Yeah.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to Shagged, Married, Annoyed. We've done that, so welcome back.
Wow.
Honestly.
Wow.
Head up your arse. But somebody's very prepared today.
Oh, I'm Cleopatra coming at you today. Cleopatra, coming at you. Honestly, I've got a segment. I've got a segment, Rosie.
Yeah.
Because you very, very, very passive aggressively pointed out to me last night that I've only got one job at the minute. Which I have, which is just the podcast. Massive go at it as well. We're going to sleep.
We had a bit of an argument last night. Guys, right? Yeah. Because yesterday I was cream crackered. Mm. It all got on top of us, and I needed a little nap. And I said to you, "Can you please?"
Sorry, but I need to interrupt here. You need a little nap, right? Everyone in your head, get an idea of how long a little nap is. Rosie, tell them how long you slept for.
2 hours.
2.5 hours.
Is that long?
Fucking rat little nap and fucking hibernating that.
Right. I had a full sleep for 2.5 hours. And I said to Chris, can you please make sure that the podcast is all sorted, you know? Because, yes, we do sit down and chat, but there has to be some sort of, you know, something
goes into it. Yeah.
You didn't do anything?
No, I did nothing
you
yesterday.
You did nothing?
Did it all this morning, though, and it's done. So what's your problem?
I just liked it. I like it done on a Monday.
Oh, while I was sleeping, like fucking Cleopatra, the actual Cleopatra, like some kind of fucking
goddess,
lord, like a goddess. While I was just napping, you make sure you're downstairs working, minion.
Chris, you've got one job.
Listen,
one job.
And I
you
did
are
it this morning. What's
you
your
are
problem?
Part time.
I did it this morning.
Perry over there.
Part time.
Your one job.
Was Perry the only name you could think of that were alliterated with part time?
Just that began with a P.
Right, so it could have been part time Peter, part time Paul, but no, part time Perry. You went with Perry. Fucking idiot.
Kevin and Perry go large.
Oh, great. Yeah. Mm. You know what you should have done? You should have got up yesterday and prepped that instead of having a long bleed snooze, shouldn't you?
Little Perry, Little Mix.
Yeah, but then it sounds like you're slagging off Little Mix. You don't want to get on the back of their
don't
fans.
Don't you?
You don't want to get on the back of their fans.
Excuse me.
They'll knock you out. I've experienced it firsthand.
You know that I am one of the biggest Little Mix fans ever. So don't even dare come at me with that shit.
You didn't even want to miss any of the songs, so you had a piss behind a bus step on the way home because you hadn't gone to the toilet during the gig, had you?
That was Spice Girls.
Oh well, you know, still pissed.
I wouldn't piss after
you pissed
a Little
on a bus
Mix
gig.
Have I not told you when me and Steph and Angela went to a Little Mix gig and we were the oldest there?
Yeah,
and we were the only ones dancing. And I had the best time of my life. It was great. Okay. Love Little Mix.
Genuinely amazing.
Pure banging songs.
When I did the Little Mix show and I had to watch them, I came in early during the days and watched them do the rehearsals. Phenomenal.
Oh, they're mint. They're absolutely mint. Like, and they're talented as well, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dead canny lasses as well.
Proper geek lush.
The reason Rosie is knackered, the reason you were knackered and had to have your sleep is because we went back to work last week, didn't we?
Oh, hey, tell you what, I did.
Bloody trains to bloody London.
I know.
Telly shows.
Bloody having to bloody speak to people in
radio
bloody,
shows.
All that shit.
Sat outside a pub with people from our management.
What?
Unbelievable, wasn't
got
it?
Got pissed.
Back in the world.
That was grim.
I mean, yeah. Do you want to explain what happened?
So we went out with the management team and Daisy, who edits the podcast, and everybody was there. It was really lovely. There were about six of us. And we went and sat outside a pub and we were like, oh, this will be lovely. We'll get some lovely food, lovely drinks. Mm-hmm. It was pissing it down.
What? It wasn't actually pissing it down, but there was just water collected on the canopies that we were sitting on.
There was collected water in the canopies, and every time an object, a vehicle bigger than a car went past, we all got drenched.
Fucking amazing.
And it was just ridiculous.
A bin lorry came past and hit one of the parasols and we all got soaked, which was great. And then I went to the toilet and I came back and I genuinely thought someone had got us another beer.
No, it was just...
It was rainwater.
Rainwater, yeah.
Rainwater had filled me beer up and they came and brought us another one. But apparently, am I right in thinking the second time it happened, it wasn't a bin lorry. The woman who worked there forgot about the water on them and started moving the parasols.
I was like, excuse me. Excuse me, love.
Hey, got a free pint out of it.
But you know what's hilarious about that?
What?
That so if that had happened in normal circumstances, right? Mm-hmm. You'd be livid. Well, one, you raging. Wouldn't have been sat outside.
No,
it
no,
wouldn't
no.
have been sat outside because yeah. why would you? You'd have been raging. But because we hadn't been in a pub
yeah.
or even outside of a pub
or seen anyone
for so long,
yeah,
I was smiling away. I was like, this. I do not care.
I was fucking freezing, but I yeah. was buzzing. It's crazy,
it was
isn't
great.
It? Yeah. I went to the Metro Centre the other week with Robin and went on the climbing wall and then wanted to get some food afterwards, but obviously none of it. Normally we'll go for like a pizza or something, but mm-hmm. none of the restaurants mm-hmm. are actually open yet.
Yeah.
But you can get Greg's takeaway. We sat on the floor in the corner of like the Yellow Mall or whatever in the Metro Centre
uh-huh.
and ate Greg's sausage rolls.
Nice.
I couldn't believe me look.
The queue outside of Greg's at the minute.
Oh, crazy.
It's massive.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But the reason you're not getting, the reason it's happened is because we announced more tour dates last week, didn't we?
We did.
So just in case anyone has missed it, we have announced a shitload of new tickets. For
very,
our...
very scary.
It's ambitious. It's ambitious.
It's
as
ambitious.
What it is.
And it's, I mean, are we meant to tell people this? It's like, we were like, yeah, put them on because your first two are sold out. And yeah, it, you know, if they don't sell out, you'll actually lose money. And I'm like, way, get in, that's great. So
we're already past the point of that, don't worry.
Are we?
Tickets are genuinely flying out, yeah. It's to the point of, I'm addicted again. We talked about it on Twitter the other day, I'm addicted again. I'm checking all the little,
that
websites.
Was, when you checked the Glasgow one, that was exciting.
Yeah, because that's, check the little seat
there's
map.
There's not that many left.
Dead
there,
exciting
so.
Thing to
oh,
do.
Shit. Okay,
so
right,
just
okay.
to shout out, right, we are doing Nottingham, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Glasgow, Aberdeen, Birmingham, Manchester and the London O2, guys. Yes, very, 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 very excited, very excited. Tickets are genuinely flying out. It just feels like the world is getting back to normal and everyone's just ready to go
yeah.
out. They're not until December, so everyone's ready to go out and just
have
a good
time.
A laugh. I cannot
it's
wait.
It's going to be Christmas time.
Just think of it like you're having your Christmas party with us.
Oh, that, yeah.
We should have marketed it as the Shag Marino Christmas party, shouldn't we? It's too late now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, listen, man. I've been busy, man.
Listen, yeah, you've
been
absolutely
napping.
Have
you've
not.
Been napping. I've been rearranging my office. It's all fucking go around here.
Yeah, tell you what.
Tell you what. Writing egg songs and snowed under.
Babadoo, 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 ba. So do you know last week when you chatted about putting chicken bits in the bin?
Yeah, what was the story of someone who stayed at a boyfriend's house and they didn't have a bin inside, mm-hmm. that had been outside?
Somebody
yeah, yeah,
messaged
yeah.
me
uh-huh.
and was like, big, massive block capitals saying like, why are you putting meat in the bin?
Right.
What are you meant to put in the bin? Are we putting the wrong things in the bin?
Well, they're in a different place to us. They're obviously in a place where you can get rid of food waste. We don't. Our bin service doesn't do that.
Right, okay.
Same
that's
as ours
right.
doesn't do fucking glass bottles. I've got to go down to the bottle bank, toting me wares. Shameful. Shameful the noise I make when I'm down there.
Oh my
the
gosh.
Amount of glass bottles I've got to hype. Fucking
yeah,
hell.
Wait. Big drinkers.
Someone was staying at us the other day. I tell them I was doing my neighbours as well. I wasn't.
Really?
I said, my neighbours as well. I do them for the full street. It's just mine.
So I went the bottle. I parked at the bottle bank where the bottle bank is a few weeks ago.
Right.
And one woman just came with one bottle of wine. And I was like, that is an organised person.
She's showing off, isn't she? She's
do you know what I mean? Like,
either that or she's been there. That's a fourth time today she's been there. Or does she just walk there with a bottle of wine with a straw in it?
Maybe.
It's doing me walk to the bottle bank.
Maybe.
I've timed it. I can do a full Sauvignon by the time I get there. And then
I never thought about that, actually. There's
back.
Me thinking she's like this best person in the world. She's actually just an raging
she's
alcoholic.
Raging alcoholic.
Who walks to the bottle
she gets
bank.
Her steps in, I'll tell you that
she
right now.
She does get her steps in. Hey, I tell you what, I would walk to the bottle bank if I could have a bottle of wine on the way.
Rosie, you can.
Journey juice.
What's stopping you? Journey juice, that's lovely.
Yeah.
What's stopping you? Brown paper bag around it like Prohibition.
What's stopping? I mean, you know, kids.
Hmm?
Like, life.
What?
What's
hey,
the-
listen. If you, Rosie, I'm telling you right now, I'll make a deal with you. I'll have the kids for a day if you want to walk all the way at the bottle bank while drinking wine from the bottle.
Are you kidding us?
I'll 100% I'll have the kids all day if you want to go and do that.
Are you actually getting cut? I will.
Oh, I'll be driving past them with you, taking photos. You're great. Right, look at that fucking wino. Look at the clip of her. She's got kids.
Are you actually kidding us? Because that sounds like a bloody good day out.
On your own. You can't go with any friends.
Oh, no. No. Come on. That's no fun. Drinking alone.
Wasn't that... Did we talk about this? Wasn't that the craze... Back in before the pubs opened, back in the last lockdown that they had, that
yes.
people were going on pub crawls,
off license crawl,
where you just walked along the town and every off license you got to, you went and bought a drink.
Yeah. My Millie did it. That's Annabelle brilliant. Did it. Jake, my cousin's girlfriend Annabelle did it, and she was absolutely hanging. I was like, "Where you been?" She was like, "I did 30,000 steps." I was like, "Yeah, but where you been?" She was like, "I don't know."
Amazing. That's... Measuring your pub crawl in steps is the future.
Good. It's like it's a good way of losing weight though on your way around.
I think you're kind of counteracting it.
Listen, I just want to get back quickly to me walking to the bottle bank with a bottle of wine. Honestly, I'm so up for that. As soon as the sun's shining, I'm going to do it. I'll do it on my own, actually.
No, I've got to pick the day and you've got to do it on your own.
Yeah, I'll happily do it on my own.
I'll pick the day. Can I pick the day?
Why? What's the day going to be?
It's got to be pissing down.
Well, that's not very good.
Freezing. Snow.
Oh, what are you ruining? You're ruining me birthday present now.
Birthday! If you're a professional wine or bottle bank stepper, walker, drinker, you wouldn't mind about the weather. It's all about the steps and all about finishing that. And you know what it's mainly about? Recycling.
Yeah.
Saving the planet.
Okay. Right, well, I'm here. I'm so excited. I'm gonna get a nice bottle of wine. Treat myself.
So grim.
I think I'll go with white, just in case I trip over and spill any on myself.
I mean, planning ahead. What an amazing way to plan it. I'll go with that one because of the colour for when I inevitably spill it on myself because I'm a hack.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I don't know whether I told you this, but we took Robin to get his hair cut the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You were there, obviously.
I was there.
You hang around like a bad smell.
Jesus, wow.
Just there all the time.
Wow.
Did you know what he said before? Do you know he didn't want to get his hair cut?
Why?
Because do you know what he said? Well, he said, Mommy, I don't want to get my hair cut because it'll make us look older.
Oh.
And I said, well, you know, that's okay because you are getting older. And now I'm worried that he feels like he's getting pushed out because of his younger brother.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. But then when he said, I look older, I was like, well, how old do you think you look? And he said, 57.
Right.
So I was like, right, well, that's not going to happen. So I don't know what's going on in his little brain.
Can you imagine he had a trim and he came out and looked 57?
Benjamin Button.
A Benjamin Button. Can you imagine going to the hairdresser? What do you think of it? What do I think of it? Who's this fucking bloke? You mean, where's my son? 57, he's a maniac.
I know, he said he'd look 57. So, but he looks very handsome.
No, he does. He looks lovely. Yes.
That's all I had to say about that.
And we went charity shop dippings, his new little new hobby.
He loves it.
Loves it, doesn't he?
Only because his money goes further.
Yeah.
So he doesn't give a shit what he's buying, just as long as he's got more things.
Yeah.
So instead of maybe just getting one toy as a treat,
you
can get like seven.
Exactly. They're all falling apart.
50 pence each.
Yeah. He loves it though.
Yeah,
Any parents out there, it's an amazing little afternoon to have with your kid. Just to let them walk around the charity shops and give them a couple of quid.
Yeah.
They buy loads.
He bought that cap though.
He's bought an Angry Birds cap.
Oh, he's bought an Angry Birds cap.
It rivals the Mario cap for how fucking ugly it is.
Absolutely disgusting.
So, guys, if you can picture it, it's you know, the red Angry Bird, the main Angry Bird. So that's the head, and its beak is the peak of the cap. And he came out, and I was like, yeah, of course you picked that.
Oh, yeah. £2.50 that was, actually.
£2.50?
That's quite expensive.
Bloody hell.
I know.
They knew what they had there.
I had a good premium. Sniff of it as well before I bought it.
Right, okay. Nice.
I can't be buying a gift, you know.
I know. I think they clean them. They must do something.
I think they must do, but I did have a good sniff just in case, and it was all right.
But yeah, charity shop dip, man. It's class.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you remember a few weeks ago when we were talking about wishes?
Vaguely.
We were saying, like, if you get a wish, what would you wish for? You said more wishes and all that.
Yes.
I thought, just as something fun, might not work, might be shit, might whatever.
Right.
Every week, we could make an imaginary wish.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was going to do a jingle, but obviously I had a nap.
Okay,
so
brilliant.
Here's one off the top of my head.
Right.
What do you wish? What do you wish? What do you wish, bitch?
Is that the jingle?
That's the jingle.
Honestly.
Sounds quite a lot like what's your beef.
Am I happier that you didn't hold your laptop up like a violin?
Exactly.
Possibly am.
Yeah.
I possibly am.
Oh, hang on though. Wait one second, because I know something.
God!
No, I just had an idea.
Oh,
hang on.
Right,
Daisy,
no,
pause
no.
it, please.
I know what it's going to be. I already know what it's going to be.
No, make a wish, make a wish, make a wish, make a wish, bitch. It's 11. Oh, what do you wish?
That was horrible.
What do you wish, Chris?
That was horrible. I thought you were going to pick for When You Wish Upon a Star. No. Probably get sued all over. You probably can't even use that. Disney man.
Oh, yeah.
Airtight. We'll get shut down. Congratulations.
Sorry.
So, what's this new cobbled together theme?
Just make
that you've
a,
got?
Just come we'll up
make
with
a
wish
every week.
Well, just whatever you want.
What's your wish?
I wish that I could. I'm busy picking sideboards for the house.
Fucking what a boring. That. No one in the world has ever started a wish with, I'm busy picking sideboards for the house. You've. Really? That's worse than you and your kid. Yeah. Are you a boring old woman? That's worse than you and your sister talking about a thing. Which, by the way, can I just say, dear listener, if you listened to last week's episode where Rosie and her sister had the most riveting conversation about Kate taking the plunge and wearing floral dresses with fucking denim jackets trainers. We went on this morning last week. We were standing upstairs waiting to go in at the security checkpoint thing, and a lady walked out on her phone and Rosie nudged me and went, look. And she had a denim jacket, floral dress, and trainers on. I was furious.
You know,
furious that I'd seen it in the real world.
If they've got them in London, you know that it's happening hip and cool.
Happening hip and cool. spoken like a true boring old lady.
Yep.
If you rubbed a lamp, if you found a magical lamp at the beach and you rubbed the lamp and the genie came out and said, I'll give you three wishes. What's your wish? And you started with, I'm busy trying to pick sideboards in the house. He'd just fuck off.
I just wish there wasn't so much choice.
You wish there wasn't so much choice for sideboards.
I'm really struggling to pick because I'm getting it. I want to get a secondhand one because I think our house can get away with like an antique secondhand sort of sideboard. Yeah. I just want, there's too much choice. And then I don't know whether they're dropping a bit or not. They would just whittle them down to about five,
right?
All the right measurements, and I can go.
Why don't you just look at five?
Pick them. Because it's too many.
Why,
because
you look at
five, one,
right, and then
look
at one more.
No, you look at one, and then they go, "Oh, more that you might like," and you go, "Well, I do," and then you
well,
put
only
on
look
that.
At the first four.
But then, what about all the other treasures out there?
So your one choice is what you're saying.
Well, no, I do, but then I don't. I'd rather just not see it.
So you,
I can't be trusted to pick just four. I want the internet to go, Rosie. Here's six sideboards.
My head is done in by this because I got a shower this morning. I came downstairs. It must have been 7 o'clock. Robin wasn't even ready for school and you and your mum had the fucking tape measure out. Walking,
Chris,
storming around
mad.
The hallway.
It's absolutely driving me mad. Because you find one.
Check that. Will the door open? Mum, will the door open there? Hold that there. Right, is that clean? Right, what, depth and width. What's depth and what's width? Oh, get me the fuck out of this house.
Yeah, no, but you find one. You go, God. Right, the length's perfect. Yeah. Right, the height's perfect. And then it's like 2 centimetres too wide. And you go, oh, for fuck's sake!
Oh, God. First world problems.
And then, bloody eBay, right? I went to order something on eBay. Right. I mean, maybe take the eBay out because if they ever sponsor the podcast, then, I love them. Yeah. But I went on eBay and I was like, right, I found the perfect sideboard. Mm. Perfect. Look perfect. Dead good condition. Yeah. Message the woman saying, like, can I buy this? Mm-hmm. And I'll send a courier. No. She said no.
Why did she say no?
Because she's had bad experiences in the past. I was like, so,
what do you
sorry.
Mean she's had bad experiences in the past?
She'd had bad experiences of couriers and it turning up, something turned up damaged or whatever. So unless our fucking next door neighbours wanted to buy a sideboard,
right,
I'm
so
not
she,
quite sure
she,
what she's going to do about
that. She won't have a
courier
pick it up. She wants you to go and
collection
collect
only.
In person.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It was in Manchester.
Right, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Aren't the government saying no necessary travel still?
Possibly. I was really
confused.
Excuse
me, madam, where are you going? I'm going to Manchester. And, it's an emergency. I've got to go to a sideboard. Took us fucking 6 years to pick one, which was only five. Officer. Just drive off. Officer falls asleep.
Oh, is this? Are we still not allowed to drive anyway?
Nah, I doubt
now.
It. Very,
everyone's
the shops
been,
are open, so I doubt
everyone's
it very much.
Been all over. People have been on little holidays and... Yeah. All sorts.
I was joking. I was doing a joke, man.
I wasn't. Goodness. I wasn't getting mad. I was just saying.
All right. God, really fact checking my material.
Jeez.
Nice. So it's like being on QI.
Still on sideboard hunt.
Good.
You'd love to go on QI. Right. Like they'd have you on QI. Come on. You've never been on, have you?
I've never been on QI. No. One day. Let's laugh at the shows Chris hasn't been on. Here's a new segment. Let's laugh. Oh, have I got news for you? No.
Have you never been on Have I Got News for
No,
You?
No.
Oh, my
no.
God.
Satire. I'm not good on satire.
I just don't think...
I don't watch a fucking news.
I don't think you look intelligent enough.
I mean, it's not about looking intelligent. It's probably about they've heard us
speak.
No,
I think there's a lot. Of, everyone, speak. Everyone on QA or Have I Got News For You looks intelligent. Mm, okay. They do. I'm sorry. Okay. No disrespect.
Okay. Johnny Vegas has been on QI.
He's, oh, well, yeah.
Ross Noble? Does Ross Noble look intelligent?
Yeah.
Does he look intelligent?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, big you're up to Ross
young.
And Johnny.
You're too
both.
Young.
Yeah?
I've told you this before.
Younger comics than me have been on there.
No, but I've told you this before. Mm-hmm. When you started comedy, have I said this on the podcast?
No, but you've said it to me multiple times in person. And, you know, I mean, by all means, let the world know.
When Chris started comedy and he's in his early 20s, right? Dickhead. I good. Went to see you on a programme.
Good to hear this.
And we'd only been together a few months and I went down to film it. And I even said to you, Chris, you were a bit intense on that. Just like, is it white boy? Just like, I was like, calm down.
Right, yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah.
And then I think that lasting impression has just stayed with a lot of people.
That'll be it.
In the industry.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell you all now, he's grown up a lot. Very, very boring. It was all an act. He doesn't even like football.
I don't like that. That's why I've never been on in a sport once. League of their own, not a chance. Don't like football.
No.
Wouldn't know what they're talking about.
I used to watch that, though. You don't have to like football to watch that.
Ah, well, don't fancy it.
No, I just haven't
they're
been
just, they're just by don't fancy it, I mean they don't fancy me. Listen, man, I'm busy, man. I've got to rearrange my office today. I know, with an egg jingle. I'm snowed
You've
under,
got
man.
So much going on.
I've got no time for thee. What? Who's that at the door? Who's that at the door? What? No, I can't come on your panel show. No. God, fucking chill out, man. Back off, everyone. Give us a bit of space. Bloody hell.
Bless you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we've got a new segment this week.
Okay.
We've got a one-time only segment. Yeah.
It better be good because I'm shelving Rosie's Mysteries.
Right.
And I was going to do a really good search for the items inside yourself.
Right. Are you lying? Because I know you don't have it. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll not do this and you can do them two things that you've got prepared.
Let me just...
Bullshit.
Just
banging it. Just banging that. I can't.
Unfortunately, I've had an email from...
You didn't use your trackpad.
The government.
You didn't use your trackpad. You just pressed the buttons.
No, the government have said...
Liar. You fucking liar.
It's
right.
It's just too much.
Now, on the premise of you being a massive idiot, right? fans of Rosie's Instagram / the part of the internet where she flogs any old shite. Spell out! She...
Do you know what it is? That's bullshit. Mm. I've got three campaigns going on at the minute, and they are bloody good brands, actually. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Troll.
Right. Oof. Wow. Wow. Goodness me.
Anyone
who follows Rosie on Instagram will notice a few days ago, Rosie made a shocking...
Oh, I don't even...
Shock.
Oh.
Honestly, I was embarrassed. I nearly phoned you and said, delete that Instagram story now. So, Rafe got sent some stuff, hashtag gifted, and you put a little video of him on, and he had a leopard print on, and you went, oh, leopard print, oh, that's lovely that, oh, you know, Rafe, and this is genuine, if you didn't follow her on Instagram, this actually happened, I was mortified, guys, right? She went, oh, look, Rafe, with your leopard print, you look like a little, then she said, I swear to God, she said this, right? She went, what animal does leopard print come from? And I couldn't believe it, right? Then Rosie's mum was in the background pottering on as she normally is, and then Rosie turned off camera as she normally does on her Instagram stories to get her mum involved and went, Mum, what animal does leopard print come from? I'm expecting her mum to quite rightly tear her a new one for being a moron. Her mum then said, I don't know. What's the... Then her mum, something happened in your mum's fucking pinball brain where she pinged off and she started going, what's the saying? A tiger doesn't change its stripe, but a leopard can't change its spots. Naming the animal leopard, but not putting two and two together, that leopard print was from a leopard. Absolutely shocking. You're better than that.
I know.
You're better than that.
Babe, I was so
embarrassed. We are not of that ilk. We're not the people who come on telly and just say stupid stuff and then, you know, everyone goes, oh, I like her because she's an idiot. That's not us.
No.
Don't ever do that again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right? And we're going to fix it right now with Rosie's animal print quiz. That's the blind date theme tune. I don't have a jingle because I was busy writing an egg one. Right. Okay. So
is this the question?
Got some questions here now for you, right? This is Rosie's super duper animal print quiz.
This is to redeem myself.
This is to redeem myself.
I was very embarrassed about that, by the way. I think I was just really tired.
Yeah. Okay, it's time to play Rosie's super duper animal print quiz. Cue the tense music. Okay. Rosie, how are you feeling?
I'm a bit nervous, Chris. I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay. I have to name the print.
Mm-hmm.
You have to name the animal that it comes from.
Okay, right.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Question one.
Yeah.
Cheetah print.
Cheetahs.
Good. Correct.
Thank you.
Question two.
Yeah.
Cow print.
Cows.
Correct. Question three. Crocodile print.
Crocodiles.
Correct. Question four. Giraffe print.
Giraffes. Is this a
correct
statistic?
Question five. Hyena print.
Hyenas.
Correct. Question six. Jaguar print.
Jaguar.
Correct. Question seven. Leopard print. Oh, this one's been tricked before. This one did trip you up in the past. Take your time. You can consult your mom, but as we've seen, absolute fucking waste of time. Question seven. Leopard print. Give you a clue. Leopard print.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with cheetah. I'm going to go with cheetahs.
I can accept your second answer.
Leopards.
Leopard, correct. Fantastic stuff. Question eight. Peacock print.
Peacock.
Wonderful stuff. Excellent. You're flying here. Snake print.
Snakes.
Fantastic. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tiger print.
Tigers.
Tiger print. Wonderful stuff.
Yep.
Tortoise shell print.
Tortoises.
Excellent.
Yep.
Final question.
Yeah.
Zebra print.
Zebras.
Fantastic. Rosie Ramsey, you are a winner. Fantastic stuff. Just amazing work. What a brain. What a brain.
I tell you what.
Absolutely phenomenal stuff there. Oh, gosh. How do you do it? How did you do all of them? Oh, you got them all right. Every single one. That's amazing.
I was so embarrassed by that. That is horrific.
Listen, Rosie, I am...
There's not more, is there?
There's a bonus question here,
right?
There's
okay.
a bonus question. Right, that's yeah. a little bit of fun. It's not animal related. Get this right, and I will apologise for the massively piss-ticky game that I just did.
Yeah.
And the very nasty way
that
I did it.
That would be quite nice.
I typed, what is the most interesting crocodile fact into Google this morning while looking for questions for you? 20 other suggestions came up under the people also ask section.
Mm.
Name three of those questions to win the entire game. And I'll give you, I'll apologise for that game I just did.
Okay, here's my guess number one.
Okay.
How long can a crocodile stay underwater? Was that there?
Hold on. That is a very good one. It's not there, I'm afraid.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's not there. I tell you what, I'll give you three choices to get... I'm going to change it. I'll give you three guesses to get one of them right. If you get one of them right, I'll apologise for that game. And I'll not call you an idiot for the rest of this podcast.
Okay.
So how long can crocodiles stay underwater? Wasn't one, but that's a fucking good one.
I know, thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
I did
have other guesses.
Not there, though. Okay, what's your other guess? Come on, you've got two more guesses.
You're going back to your original game. This is
No, this is it. No, you were supposed to get three of them. You were supposed to know. It's not painful if you listen. It's not painful if you listen.
Sorry,
you were supposed to get three right. You're only supposed to get one right, but I'll give you two chances to get one right. Okay?
You've lost us.
Here we go. Just fucking guess again.
You lost us at leopard print, I'm not going to lie.
Of course we did. Yeah. Lost you in that leopard print.
Okay. Can crocodiles eat people whole? Like snakes.
You know what? Do crocodiles eat humans?
Right.
I'll give you that.
There you go.
I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. I'll apologise.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It doesn't say it. But I didn't click on it, if I'm honest with you. The top questions are, what is an interesting fact about crocodiles? Do crocs sleep? Are crocodiles bulletproof? Maniac.
Wow.
How many hearts do crocodiles have? Do crocodiles eat humans? Can crocodiles feel pain? Can a pistol kill a shark?
Oh, guns, man. People and guns.
Can a pistol kill a crocodile? Can a bullet kill a crocodile? What animal has eight hearts? Do crocodiles have three hearts? Do crocodiles have two hearts? Do crocodiles, my personal favourite, do crocodiles feel love?
Oh.
And the final one, do trees feel pain? So there's...
Wow. How many hearts does a crocodile have?
Just one.
Why are people thinking they've got eight?
Why are asking if a bullet can... What are you doing? What situation are you in? I like to think it was the same person sitting there going, look, I'm going to ask this crocodile out. Either it can feel love or I'm going to shoot the fucker.
No, well, if you lived in America and you've got a gun and you had crocodiles on your property, that's probably why they're asking.
Yeah. Apparently the top's kind of like bulletproof, but the belly's really soft.
Right. What animal's got eight hearts?
I don't know. I don't think any animal's got eight hearts. I don't know why they've written that.
Oh.
Do you want to Google it?
Yes. So an animal with eight hearts is an octopus. Octopus or octopi are one of the most well-known animals with multiple hearts.
Do they have eight though?
People also ask, which animal has 10 hearts? Which animal has 9 hearts? Which animal has 13 hearts?
This is a Google hole I'm not going to go down. I'll save this one.
Oh, God!
What?
Ew, a cockroach has got 13 hearts.
Bollocks.
An earthworm's got 10 hearts.
She's gone. She's absolutely gone.
Fuck.
She can't hear us. Is that are your headphones plugged in?
Oh, dinosaurs.
Fuck it out.
Nah, they're not real.
Did you explain on here that you didn't think dinosaurs are real? We covered that.
Oh, yeah, which animal has no brain?
Rosie Ramsey.
Sponge.
Guys, sponge. You should have seen her face. Sponge, massive smile. God love you. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
ba. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Fuck. Sorry, I'm sorry. No.
That was so loud.
Oh, people are going to complain. I'm sorry.
That was horrible. Mm-hmm. That's the little bar on my computer that tells
Should
us how loud
again?
The thing was. I don't know.
No, because I'm going to get a tweet going, I was driving and you did What's Your Beef and oh God, I nearly died.
Ah, fuck them. Let them have it. You got to keep them on their toes. Keep them on their
toes. I'm excited.
Okay. You are excited. I'm excited.
Do you know what it is, Chris?
Yeah?
Having a lovely day. I'm enjoying this.
I'm dead glad.
I'm really enjoying this. It's cheered us up.
Well, I've got a well-researched beef coming your way as well. Like I said, Cleopatra coming at
Cleopatra. Get a pen and paper, write down our names. Because one realize our aim is the same as the other. The dream to make it to the top. When we get there, we know we're never gonna stop. Cleopatra, yeah. We got to move, so we're gonna blow the roof. Cleopatra, yeah. I used to really like Cleopatra.
Do you know that had a cartoon?
Yeah.
That had a cartoon. You're crying. Are you crying laughing or are you crying because you miss Cleopatra so much?
Just the memory.
Guys, there's tears rolling down.
Because I started really thinking that I knew all the words, but then obviously...
Never. What, you didn't know the lyrics? There's no way. I won't have that.
Mm.
What's your beef?
Oh, my beef with you this week. Don't even have to look at me thing because it's pissed us off that much.
Got you.
You've been doing this since the kids were born, both of them. Mm. And I've never mentioned it on here, but it really... I don't know why it irritates us. It probably shouldn't, but it just really fucking does. Mm. So if you're holding when Robin was a baby, or now Rafe is... That's why you used to do it when Robin was a baby.
Right.
And obviously you got older, you stopped doing it. Now you're doing it with Rafe all the time.
Okay.
You hold Rafe.
Yeah.
If he's laughing or smiling and you go, he loves his daddy. He loves his daddy. Right. And it just pisses us off.
Right.
Because I just find it a bit... It's just a bit vain.
Right, okay.
Just a bit like, oh, he's laughing and he loves his daddy. Right. Like, I just can't imagine me holding Rafe and going, he loves his mummy. Because I just find it a bit disgusting.
That wouldn't bother me. How is it disgusting seeing that my son just loves his daddy?
Because it's like you're bigging yourself up. I don't know, I just don't like it.
Oh, you've only just noticed that I big myself... Dad, your eyes shut for 7 years. Chris Ramsey bigging himself up. That doesn't sound right. Take the piss.
True. I just don't like it, Chris. I'm sorry.
Right, you don't like what I'm
saying. Loves his daddy.
But he loves his daddy.
But then you go to me, look how much he loves his daddy. Right. And I go, that's fucking gross. Shut up. It is rank. Gross. I can't imagine. I would never do that.
It sounds a bit silly.
Look how much he loves his dad. Like, you're talking about yourself. Like, it's weird.
But he loves his daddy.
Oh, I just don't like it.
Right, okay, I'll try and curb it.
It's so weird.
Okay, if it sounds a bit weird. All right, okay. You and you say it loads there.
Yeah, there you go.
But I didn't mean it to sound weird. And I don't mean to sound, you know, I mean, there is a silent brackets more than mammy implied as I say
is that
it.
What
but I don't
it is?
Say it out loud.
Is that what it is?
What if I just sat there with him just going, Lee likes me better than you? Is that better?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Just check.
It's something that somebody else would say.
Like, I just feel like I'm the favourite at the minute. I very much feel like, he looks at us and I'm getting laughing quicker and, you know, I know lyrics to stuff and he just respects us. He just respects me.
Wow. Right, okay. See how long it lasts.
Right, okay.
See how long it lasts.
We will.
Wait till you go off on tour. Huh? They fucking forget who you are.
Oh, yeah, good.
And I'll bring a new boyfriend
around. Not be that when you're toddling to the fucking bottle bin, eh? On your arm with your wine, eh? So, yeah, where's mammy? That used to be your mammy, eh? That woman there toddling along with a bottle of wine and a brown bag talking to herself.
Look how thin she is. It's a 4 mile walk. She has to sprint the last mile because she's finished her bottle. Right, what's your beef with me?
My beef with you this week is, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why it's all being done in this way, shape or form, but in this house at the minute, and you can blame it that fact that we've just moved, but it's not that. In this house at the minute, something is happening with you and lamps. And it's a phenomenon that is doing me fucking head in. So she knows it's right, guys. Before I even tell you what it is, she knows it's right because we've lost her, right?
Tell us.
There is, right? I've actually written it down. I wrote it down longhand, this beef this morning, as I was emptying it into the laptop, right? Every day, there is a new lamp appearing, or you're putting a new lampshade on an old lamp. On the lampshade doesn't fit it, or the lampshade's broke, or it's the wrong way around, or there isn't a bulb, or you want the lamp in a part of the room where there isn't a fucking socket. That's your newest thing.
Yes.
Guys, the amount of lamps on little tables in corners of our rooms, and I go to turn it on, and I look, and it's not plugged in, and I look, and there's no socket in that corner of the room. Don't put the fucking lamp there!
No.
It's driving us mental. Currently, and I walked around today, I did a little survey in the house.
Is this what you were doing?
I did a little survey. She caught us walking around doing a survey. Currently, right. Guys, yeah. Strap in. Currently, there are 21 lamps in this house.
What? For real?
21 lamps. 13
Why
are working.
Why is it so dark?
13 are working, 8 are not working. 2 of those that aren't working don't have shades.
Yeah.
And then there are a further 6 lampshades placed in random places around the house. Get fucking help. It's crazy. Stop it. 6 lampshades. Just places. Just lampshades on floors, on
right.
Little bits
listen,
of sideboard.
Listen. I do like lamps, right?
Get a fucking torch and strap it to your head.
Oh,
I don't know what's
yeah,
going
man.
On.
I like lamps. And I just want them out. Of storage.
Right.
And I'm just deciding where to put them.
It's taking you fucking ages.
I know, Chris.
Sick of it.
We've just talked about sideboards.
Oh,
the lamp
God.
Situation's
Don't
even worse.
Don't be turning around and saying you can't sort the lamps until the sideboards are sorted. I'm not having this house of cards being built.
That's true. Oh, where are the lamps going to go? On the sideboards.
Oh, there's no... Explain why you keep putting them in corners of rooms where there's no plugs. What are you expecting? The electricity's just going to jump across there.
They just look nice.
What? That don't fucking work!
But look how pretty they are.
Oh.
Here's something which is very frustrating and I've only realised in adult life.
Nice.
Why aren't all lampshades just the same size? They're all different fucking sizes. And I thought I could just swap them round willy-nilly.
Oh,
and tis not the case, Chris.
Doing my nutting.
That's why we've got
spare ones. That's the worst
bit.
Every day you're taking a lampshade off one lamp and putting it on another one and then leaving it. And then you broke one the other day. And then you go, I've got these for this and I've got to take the lampshade off and they don't fit. And you're like, why don't they fit? And you ask us stupid stuff like, have you took the bulb out? Yes, I've took the fucking bulb out. I haven't just balanced the lampshade on top of the bulb. Just doing me head in.
Right.
Death by lamps. Sick of it.
There's worse ways to die.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what,
there's me wish. If there was lamps and there was a genie, I'd rub it out and I'd say, get rid of all these fucking lamps. I forgot to do me wish. I was too excited.
Oh, well, you just live with a big light on for the rest of your fucking life. Your sad little sorry life with a big light on where everyone can see in your windows. Have a lovely, lovely time. Try to relax with a big light on, will you? Eh? Oh, here's a lovely bit of ambiance. Let's put the big fucking light on. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the pube.
Oh, publix. Very good, very good, very good. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. There we go. Shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Do you want to send things in? Stop that. You're not. We proved this last week. You can't. You only finish a sentence when you know the fucking. What I'm going to say. Stop it. Guys, keep sending you awesome, awesome stuff. I'm reading them again this week. I had a lovely time trawling through them. We really do appreciate it. I genuinely can't thank you enough for keep sending things in.
Same.
Going to crack on to the first one now. Okay. So we're going to revisit the shower argument here.
What is the shower argument?
Remember the shower argument about which way do you stand in the shower?
Oh, head the shower, towards the wall or head out of the...
Facing or facing out. Yeah. Now, a man has got in touch here called David.
Okay, hi David.
David has put such a compelling argument forward with a few different reasons, and he did an office poll at work, and I think he might have once and for all cracked which way he should stand.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let his research see the light of day is what I'm trying to say here.
Okay,
right?
David, thank you for getting in touch. Appreciate it.
My girlfriend and I were recently having a nice romantic meal discussing the usual things partners discuss. We discussed how we shower. Now, like a normal human being, I step into the shower and turn around. I don't think he has heard the episode yet where we discussed this.
Chris, I can't actually remember it, brilliant, to be honest.
But he's nailed it, to be fair. Like a normal human being, I step into the shower and turn around. Brackets, water runs down my back.
Mm.
I have done this my whole life and presume that this is the only way to shower. However, she laughed and began to quite aggressively, he's put in speech marks, quite aggressively bully me for my poor shower technique as she gets into the shower and continues to face the shower so water runs down her front. To me, this was nonsense, as turning around makes more sense for a number of reasons. He's put four reasons.
Right, okay, I'm interested.
The final reason is my favourite by a mile.
Okay.
I'm starting to think he is Dwight from the US office, great, and you'll see as this goes on. Reason number one, you don't get peppered in the face by water. Reason number two, you get to enjoy the lovely scenery of your bathroom.
Mm.
Reason number three, you are more effectively covered in water. Reason number four, if there was any intruders you did not hear, you would see them enter the bathroom and would be ready for battle.
Great. Some people constantly live in fear of being, like, attacked,
ready for
don't
battle.
They?
Ready for battle, soaking wet and fucking naked and covered in soap.
Slithy is out. I see two broken ankles, David.
Naturally, I did the only responsible thing to be done in this situation and did a poll at work. 69% of people stand with their backs to the shower.
Uh-huh.
The way he does it.
Yeah.
21% stand facing the shower.
Hmm.
You notice that doesn't add up to 100 because there's 10% left. He's written here, 10% continuously rotate.
That's
brackets,
me.
Brackets, like a kebab.
That's me. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Our friends are from Belgium and speak great English. However, they are not really used to the odd slang that we have here in the UK. They recently got a puppy who was very cute with long flappy ears. They finally decided on a name for the puppy. They called him Flaps. They did a full announcement on Facebook and were very proud.
Oh, I love them. Little Flaps.
Needless to say, it caused a lot of laughter and we had to tell them what Flaps meant.
Oh.
Oh, oh gosh.
Little Flaps.
Oh, this is me puppy, Flaps. This is me kitten, Clitoris.
It's me hamster, a vulva.
It's me gerbil, Gooch.
This is me tortoise, Arsehole. Babadoo, 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 ba.
This email caught my eye because this email was titled, What's Wrong With Me?
Right.
In massive capital letters.
Okay, right? I love them.
Dear Rosie and Chris, pre-lockdown, I had an appointment with
What?
It's just so sad. You've got to picture it in your mind's eye.
Right, okay.
Pre-lockdown, I had an appointment with my GP.
Mm.
My doctor gently took my hand in his. Me being a benevolent person, I placed my hand on top of his,
aww,
only for him to say, I'm just checking your pulse. So he took her hand in one of his hands and she put her hand on top of his as if to go, yes, what is it?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. After listening to episode 111, when you were discussing making jewellery out of breast milk, I thought I'd send this story in.
Okay.
Around 15 years ago, my ex-boyfriend, who now I can't believe I was with, asked me what I would like for my birthday. Having no idea what I would like, I told him to surprise me.
Oh, God.
We had been together quite a while at this point, and there was talk of an engagement ring.
Oh.
When my birthday came around, I arrived at his house wondering what my surprise could be. He told me to close my eyes. I did as I was told, expecting to open my eyes and see him on one knee. Oh no. When I opened my eyes, I was presented with a small brown envelope. Inside was a tiny glass tube with his initials engraved on it and a strand of his pubic hair in the jar.
Shut up, man. No
he
way.
Expected me to wear this as a pendant on a necklace.
Fuck off.
Safe to say.
No way.
It didn't last.
No way.
Just a teeny, teeny little pubie.
That's the worst. That's the most unwanted thing in the world. That's the worst.
These people live among us, Chris. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. How did he pick it? I bet you there was a moment where he was standing with a pair of tweezers pulling pubes out and he picked
the best one.
He had it. Yeah, there'll have been an opinion. It'd be like, you were fucking lamps.
And there's going to be.
That's got a bit of like, you know, skin gunk. You know, sometimes you pull a bit of hair and it's got like the root skin gunk on the end. Yeah, it's got a bit of skin gunk root on. That one's too curly, you see. It sort of hugs the side of the container. It needs to
that
be a straight
one. One of them tough. Oh, might be tough.
Might have even trimmed it.
Straight pubes, they're a bit rank, aren't they?
Like a wire brush.
Just proper straight pubes. Pubes are awful.
Yeah, well, that's annoying.
What?
Definitely going to get you one of them vials. Score about that. Back to the drawing board!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just listening to episode 109 about the girl wiping her face with her parents' black sex flannel.
Which reminded me
of something that had happened to me years ago. It is crazy when you hear someone refer to something.
We get paid for this.
Literally.
We get paid for this, Chris. I was listening to the episode where the man pissed in somebody's mouth and gurgled till he died.
That was a cracking episode.
Great.
The worst bit is that we can't remember most of them, but I do remember this one.
Okay.
I do remember this one. Okay. When I was 14 or 15, I had a sleepover for my birthday. It was a nice summer. No, indeed, yeah.
I loved sleepovers.
Oh, weren't sleepovers great?
God, they were fucking mint.
What were girls' ones like? As a boy on the outside, I used to think that they were
frig all night.
You can't say that.
No, we really didn't. There's no children listening to this.
No, but you were a child in that sleepover, so you just
said but I'm not a child now.
Right, okay.
Why? Oh, don't enter into the world of people who can't. Oh, I can't hear that because, the children, it's not happening to a child.
Cards on the table. Didn't like the word frig. You're better than that.
Right. Okay.
Dirty, disgusting word.
Pork.
I much prefer flicking of bean. Say that.
Right. No, well, that didn't happen. What happened at sleepovers? We all just stayed up really late, ate shit. Do you know what we did? We learned steps dances.
Great.
That's absolutely what we did the box.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
No, we just learned dances and then did them. It's a bit like TikTok now.
Yeah.
I would have absolutely loved TikTok
when
as a kid.
Oh,
my Christ. I wouldn't have left me room.
Been handy last year. Yeah, we've just had. It was a nice summer's day in July, so we had a barbecue and there were five friends sleeping over. In the evening, we all went to the loo together, brackets as you do. And as I was washing my hands, I noticed a black flannel on the side of the sink, which I thought was strange as we two are not a flannel family, let alone a black flannel family.
Don't want to be a black flannel family.
As I touched the flannel, so she went for it anyway.
Okay.
Much to my horror, it moved. Huh? It wasn't a flannel. It was a fucking bat.
Oh, Jesus. In the bathroom?
They've obviously had the windows open. It's a summer's night. Can you imagine that?
Oh, I'd shit me pants.
Can you imagine going to go in? One, that's the thing about our listeners and people who write in. Mm. Go, is that a flannel? Oh, I don't know. I'll just grab it anyway. Mm-hmm. For no reason, people just grab stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But it was a bat. But I half expected the rest of that to be like, there's just, she's written there, Q6 teenage girls screaming and the bats flying around the house, and it's absolutely terrifying. We can laugh about it now, but I can never look at a flannel in the same way. But the emails we got, I was half expecting that to say, so I wiped my arse with the bat because there was no toilet paper, and now I've got arse bat AIDS.
Oh, not arse bat AIDS. Oh, is that back? Oh, the lock were down again. Oh, nah. Christ alive.
Oh.
Do you remember when a bird got in the bungalow in the extension?
When?
I don't think you were here. A bird got in and it was honestly one of the most terrifying times of my whole entire life. It was awful.
Really?
What you never happened? Had a bird come in your house?
I've had a bird in the garage before, but it flew straight out. Yeah.
No, it wouldn't leave.
They're very erratic.
It would not leave.
Yeah, they're very erratic.
Oh, it was a like a pigeon type bird.
It was like a pigeon type bird.
Well, it was just a bigger than a like a robin, redbreast.
Bigger than a robin.
So,
okay,
but it didn't look like a pigeon. It was just a bird.
Right.
And honestly, it was fucking harrowing. By myself, I had to get like, I had to shoo it out. It just would not leave. It took about 20 minutes. I was petrified.
I wish I had cameras.
It was horrible.
The cameras we've got now, I wish I had them.
Yeah.
Oh,
really
God.
Horrible. And the shit everywhere. They did a couple of poos because when they're scared, the poo.
Well, yeah, I was scared because you were frightened of it.
I know, I was trying to be really calm, but it was like shit in his. Oh, horrible. Horrible afternoon, that, like.
I'm very surprised. Where was I? I was on tour or
you
something.
You were on tour.
I'm very surprised because of how lazy and ridiculous you are. I'm surprised that I didn't come back and you hadn't just been getting takeaways delivered, cordoned off the kitchen. And I was like, hey, all right, you're welcome back. Yeah, do you have a nice tour? By the way, a bird lives in the kitchen now. I've left it myself. He's got just the extension as well.
Put loads of new theater on the floor. Be fine. He's very, very erratic. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much again for listening to Shag Married Annoyed with myself, Rosie Ramsey, and Christopher Ramsey,
yes,
which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Notice she said both my names there because she forgot the Acast Creator Network bit, but then she remembered it right in the end,
every
so that's all right.
Time.
Guys, as always, thank you so much for getting in touch. If you want to get in touch, send anything in, any stories, whatever you want, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com and shagmarriedannoyed.com for the live dates. The arenas for December are on sale now and genuinely selling fast. Nottingham, Leeds, Liverpool, Sheffield, Glasgow, Aberdeen, Birmingham, Manchester, and London's O2 Arena. Guys, we can't wait to get out on the road and see you all there. Cannot wait.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.